You're listening to SBS News.
In 2018, then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the Hunter-class naval frigates will be South Australian-made.
A great day for Australia's security.
4 years later, the ship is still a decade away from service. The contract is one of many that's causing headaches, according to Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles.
As our government has come to office, we have inherited a defence procurement mess, a complete mess.
Major projects worth $69 billion have blown out, with 28 programs a combined 97 years behind schedule. The Hunter-class frigates are now costing $44 billion. Construction was delayed by 4 years, with a $15 billion cost hike. The $1.4 billion C-27J Spartan battlefield airlifters were also delayed and unable to fly into battlefields. And the $3.7 billion offshore patrol vessel project is nearly a year behind schedule. Defence and Industry Minister Pat Conroy says there's a difficult task ahead.
It's very hard to regain schedule once it's lost. So the first step is to stop more schedule drift and work with defence industry and the department to maintain current schedules and where they can to be improved.
These ministers are laying the blame not on the department, but on the coalition government's handling of the situation.
With the former government, it was a government that was totally focused on press releases and announcements on hoopla and vaudeville, but when it came to the active management of defence procurement, they were one of the worst governments in our nation's history.
And the truth is that defence ministers under the last government lasted on average 18 months. Goldfish lasted longer than coalition defence ministers.
Claims opposition leader Peter Dutton denies.
It's just comical. We put more money into defence than Labor ever did. Labor, when they were in government, reduced defence spending to the lowest level since 1938.
The government won't scrap projects. Instead, they're setting up a new office within defence to try to fast-track ailing programs and reduce waste ahead of a difficult budget.
Defence needs to justify every dollar it spends. That's actually why we're standing here right now. I mean, what we've had is a decade where that didn't occur.
Defence expert John Blaxland from ANU is sceptical of more bureaucracy, warning future projects matter little when Australia's military is grappling with shortfalls today.
We've gone for the Rolls-Royce solution. Didn't matter how much it cost, didn't matter how long it took, and we just took it on the chin. Those days are gone.
Today's figures exclude the cost of the AUKUS nuclear submarine program. The design details for that project will be decided next year. Australia's Defence Force is already the subject of a strategic review as the risks to our region become increasingly contested.
And when you have a Defence Force that has shortfalls in certain capabilities, you then invite a would-be adversary to focus on your weaknesses.
And so righting the ship is crucial. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.